Sports Emporia.
39-32, our scorers. We're about ready to go to the second half. Emporia State will have the ball to start the second half. And Treasure Job with 6 points so far. Treasure this season, 22 games in double figures. That's only one game where she didn't score in double figures. Last time against the Lincoln Blue Tigers, she had 16 points for Emporia State. Let's see if she can maybe have a strong second half. And Emporia State, to start the second half, will go with Treasure Job. Stevie Stinchcomb, who hasn't seen action for a while, the freshman out of McAllister, Oklahoma, will get the start, along with Victoria Price, Audrey Beatty, and Sydney Tenner. This is Victoria Price out front. It goes to Treasure Job, tries to drive, kicks it out to Stevie Stinchcomb, almost bobble it, now takes it in the paint, kicks it in the corner to Victoria Price for a three, airballed it. Long rebound will go be tracked down on the far corner, and grabbing it will be Marion Vasilevich, who picked up two fouls and set a lot of that first half. This is Nia Jackson out front with the basketball. Emporia State staying in their zone. Top the free throw circle. It goes to Alloway. Left side, Bellows. She's open for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Treasure Job. Treasure will push the ball up the floor. Feeds it on the right side in the corner. Sydney Tenner open for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Good look, but just didn't knock it down. And that's what Emporia State needs. They just need players knocking down shots. Baseline jumper in and out. No good for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. But the offensive rebound goes to Basilwich. Her shot no good. And the rebound out of bounds to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. As the Lady Hornets, again, playing volleyball, knocked the ball out of bounds. And we have a bloody nose, I think. Or do we? Substitution for Emporia State. Faith Paramore will check in, replacing Audrey Beatty. Nope, no bloody nose. Lincoln will play the ball inbounds to Alloway. In traffic. Oh, here's a feed off to Nia Jackson. Her shot off no good. Rebound this time to Faith Paramore. Faith will bring it into front court. Has it top the key. She'll step back for a three. It's off the back iron. No good. Rebound will go out of bounds to Emporia State. Last touch by Vasilevich. Stevie Stinchcomb to play the ball inbounds. Emporia State trying to get it inbounds. Finally, they play it into Sydney Tenner. Sydney gives it off to Stevie Stinchcomb. Back to Sydney. Trying to back down against the defense. Goes back door to Victoria Price. Her layup no good. Rebound Faith Paramore no good. Rebound still loose on the floor. And we're going to get a jump ball, I believe. Three opportunities and none of those shots just go in. Lincoln will get the ball on the alternate possession. Still 39-32. Lincoln with the lead. 8:17 to play here in the third quarter. Hornet basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Mitchell, right, left wing three. No good. Rebound goes to Stevie Stinchcomb. She'll push it into front court. Headed to the basket. Layup at the other end is good. Stevie Stinchcomb taking matters into her own hands. Makes it a 39-34, five-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Backcourt pressure applied by Emporia State, but Lincoln gets it into front court. This is Nia Jackson. Working against Victoria Price. Goes along the baseline to Alloway, and she steps out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Nice defense that time by Sydney Tenner, forcing Alloway to step out of bounds, and the turnover gives it to the Lady Hornets. Stevie Stinchcomb will run the point for Emporia State. She gets it across the timeline. Has it top the key. Gives it out to Faith Paramore. Back to Stevie Stinchcomb. She's open for three. Off the back iron. No good. Rebound loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. And Victoria Price hustles after it and gets the ball back. Faith Paramore has it on the left side of the floor. Backs it down low against Basilevich. Spins. Shoots. Scores! Right in front of the basket. Faith Paramore with 10. And the Lady Hornets are within three. 39-36 with 7:07 to go here in the third quarter. Feet up the floor, Vasilevich to Jackson, to Bello, left corner three, good. And Lincoln knocks down a big three at the other end. Layup good for Victoria Price as Emporia State hustles down the floor. 42-38, four-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 6:42 to play here in the third quarter. This is Bello. Gets it top the key to Jackson. To Basilevich in front of the lane. Shot good and a foul called on Emporia State. Right in front of the basket, and they call the foul on Sydney Tinner. That'll be her second. Team foul number one here in the third quarter, and going to the free throw line will be Marion Basilevich, looking for the three-point play here and a chance to put her team back up by seven. And she doesn't. Free throw, rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Emporia State just couldn't get there. They left Jackson open for a three. She throws it up there, and it doesn't even come close to drawing iron. Ball goes out of bounds. Ball back to Emporia State. Now it's Ashlyn Holloway who has drawn the assignment of walking up the floor with Treasure Job. And then Basilevich takes away a pass that was intended for Sydney or for Treasure Job at the other end. A running layup is good for Basilevich. And Emporia State just got lackadaisical that time offensively. Here's Stevie Stinchcomb to the layup. Missed it. Rebound. Sydney Tinner saves it. Lobs it out high. Faith Paramore for three. A hair crafter's three. She knocked it in. Faith Paramore with 13. Makes it 46-41. Five-point lead. Lincoln quickly into front court. This is Jackson in the lane. Goes down along the baseline. Holloway, layup is good. 15 points for Holloway, and Emporia State just not getting back defensively. 48-41. Here's a feed down low. Sydney Tinner spins to her right. Shot up, left it short. Rebound goes to Lincoln. Out of the pack. Bello pushing the ball up the floor. Feeds it down low to Holloway. Layup is good. 17 points for Holloway, and it's a 9-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Coach Toby Wynn says, I want a timeout. 5:21 to play in the third quarter. 50-41. Hornets down by 9. As they've been outscored, or it's been a 9-9, or make that a 11-9 run to start the second half by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Hornet basketball being brought to you by the station, Emporia's Nightclub. An event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. .5:21 to play in the third quarter at Emporia State, trailing by 9. That's their biggest deficit they've faced so far this afternoon, and the Lincoln Blue Tigers have just kept coming and coming and coming right at Emporia State, and the Lady Hornets just haven't had an answer either offensively or defensively in this contest. Leading scorer for the Lincoln Blue Tigers is Ashlyn Holloway with 17 points, 11 points for Aaliyah Bello, and Lincoln is 6 of 13 beyond the arc. Emporia State 4 of 17. And they're also 10 of 17 from the free throw line. Emporia State is 7 of 8. And the Hornets are 15 of 46 from the floor. Lincoln 17 of 39 as they're shooting at a 43% clip. And they're getting some layups, easy layups in the paint. Both teams now with 20 points. And Lincoln has scored 12 points off of Emporia State's turnovers to 7 Emporia State points off of Lincoln turnovers. Treasure Job with 6 points so far in this ball game. She is 2 for 6 shooting the ball. A lot of it is they've got somebody on her all the time. Here's Katie Harina. Lobs it back out front. Treasure Job has the ball knocked away by Ashlyn Holloway, and a layup at the other end is good by Holloway. That was not a good pass out to Treasure Job. And Holloway gets the steal and the score at the other end. She has 19 points, and the Lady Hornets are down by 11. This is Faith Paramore trying to drive, gets pushed, spins, shoots, shot no good. Rebound goes to Holloway. And we're going to get a foul on Emporia State. They're going to call it on Katie Harina. Kylie Shear will check in for Emporia State, replacing Katie Harina, and we are at the media timeout. 4:49 to play third quarter. 52-41 Lincoln. What a basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. A 116 commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
When you want- want to give a gift that expresses your love and admiration, the last thing you want to do is buy something that is mass-produced and basic. This is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we want to make your next gift of jewelry your best gift yet. With our in-house jeweler and computer-aided design, we can make exactly what you've been dreaming about. Call us today to make an appointment at 342-3899. Carrie's Diamonds. Our difference is you.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
52-41, an 11-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They have the ball out of the timeout. Emporia State struggling offensively and defensively. Nia Jackson with the basketball, has it out front. Here's a steal by Victoria Price. Up the floor she goes, layup at the other end. No good! Rebound goes to Lincoln as Kylie Shear couldn't grab a hold of the basketball. Just one of those days. Here's Mitchell from 15. Shot no good. Rebound. Sydney Tenner for Emporia State. Feeds it across to Treasure Job. Treasure will push the ball up to front court. Has it on the left elbow. Three-point shot. That one's off the mark. No good. Rebound. Victoria Price put back good. Victoria Price with 8 points. She's the leading scorer Faith Paramore with 13. Second leading scorer for Emporia State. On its pressuring in backcourt, but Lincoln gets it across the timeline. Vasilevich in the paint. Jackson feeds it off to Holloway. Reverse layup crawls in for Holloway. She has 21 points. She had 16 at White Auditorium, and she's just demolishing Emporia State right now. They have no answer. She's 6 of 10 from the floor, 7 of 10 from the free throw line. Here's Kylie Shear. Lane line right. Shoots it up and left it short. Rebound goes to Mitchell. Lincoln will bring it into front court with Jackson. They lead at 54-43. Free throw circle. Vasilevich from 15. Shot no good. Rebound goes to Faith Paramore. Had the ball knocked out of her hands by Mitchell, but Emporia State's Kylie Shear ends up with the basketball. Kylie Shear with the basketball. Has it top the key. Takes it to the right side. Kicks it out on the wing. Victoria Price down the lane. Layup good. She's fouled. Victoria Price gets the end one on this one. Picking up the foul will be Aaliyah Bello, her first, team first here in the third quarter. Lincoln makes a couple of substitutions. A.J. Bradley checks in, and so does Sanaya Sims as Mitchell sets down along with Vasilevich, and the free throw is good for Victoria Price. She has 11, 54-46, and we're going to get a foul in backcourt on Victoria Price going for a steal. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Lincoln being pressured in backcourt. Jackson with the ball, feeds it up the floor to Bradley. Bradley, right side to Simmons. Now back to Jackson out front. Jackson working out towards half court. Drives it past Treasure Joe. Gets underneath the basket. Shovels it off to Bradley, who gets her shot rejected out of bounds by Mary Lakes. Lincoln will keep the ball. 9 seconds on the shot clock for the Blue Tigers. 2:36 to play, third quarter, 54-46. Lincoln with a lead by 8. Jackson takes the inbounds pass, tries to drive on, and they're going to call a charge call on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Nia Jackson, as Macy Smith, the sophomore out of Volpe, draws the charge. That'll bring a substitution for Lincoln. Back into the lineup goes Kelsey Mitchell, and Jackson will check out. That is her third personal foul. 2:30 to play. Macy Smith in the front court gets it off to Victoria Price. Victoria Price out front. Gives it off to Macy Smith. Macy, 14 seconds on the shot clock, drives, gives it off to Mary Lakes, now hands it off to Victoria Price, steps back for a three, shot off the mark, no good, rebound right into the hands of Holloway, gives it off to Bradley, down the floor, they feed it inside to Holloway, her layup, or Bello, and her layup is good, and Emporia State just can't get back fast enough. 13 points for Holloway, 56-46, 10-point lead, long three by Faith Paramore, and she knocks down the Hare Crafters three, and Coach Toby Wynn wants a timeout. Faith Paramore with 16 points. Kalmar Kraft at 620-342-6172 to make an appointment at Hare Crafters at 1027 Commercial in Emporia. 56-39, Lincoln with the lead by 7. They've led by as many as 11. Since that time, Emporia State on a 6-2 run. But they need to start getting stops as they are now being out-rebounded, 33-32. Emporia State has turned the ball over 10 times. Lincoln has turned the ball over 11 times. But Lincoln much more efficient shooting the ball. In fact, they have taken 9 fewer shots, but they've made 2 more than Emporia State from the field, including made 1 more 3. Hornets will apply pressure in backcourt. Lincoln gets it across the half-court stripe. And a steal. Treasure Job gets the steal. Up the floor. Goes for the layup. Gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Trying to prevent the layup was A.J. Bradley. Instead, she commits the foul. And Treasure Job will be at the free-throw line. Treasure with only 6 points in this ball game, and she'll step to the free-throw line for only the second time this afternoon. Substitution for Lincoln. Marion Basilevich back into the lineup. Free throw for Treasure's good. 7 points for the junior out of Wichita South High School. Second free throw also good for Treasure. 56-51. 5-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Down to a minute 33 to play here in the third quarter. Across the timeline, Simmons kicks it out right side three from Mitchell. It's off the mark, no good, but the offensive rebound goes to Basilevich, and she lays it up and in. Mary Lakes got beat on the board that time. 6 points for Basilevich. 58-51. Victoria Price, free throw circle, drives to the basket, gets to the rim, shoots it up and scores the bucket. Victoria Price with 13. 58-53, down to a minute 2 to go. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best network. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Home Mall. Here's a 3-point shot by Mitchell. Gets bounced off of Treasure Joe, but goes out of bounds off of Treasure. Heads up play that time by Ashlyn Holloway. Treasure was trying to let it just go out of bounds, but Holloway had other thoughts, and she bounced it right off of Treasure Job, so Lincoln keeps the basketball. They'll play it in bounds, and it gets intercepted by Faith Paramore. Feeds it up the floor to Treasure. Treasure kicks it out to Victoria Price, tries to drive, nothing open there. Now she drives and has the ball stripped out of her hands by Bradley. And then Victoria Price knocks the ball away from Bradley, but it's saved by Basilevich. Now in the paint, Bradley. And a foul's going to be called on Emporia State's Faith Paramore. They're going to say it's on the floor. It'll be ball out of bounds for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 58-53, 5-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They'll have it to play in bounds on the baseline, out of bounds. They have 22 seconds on the shot clock. To play it in bounds will be Bradley. Count is on. And we're going to get a timeout taken by the Lincoln Blue Tigers before the 5 count. And that was getting dangerously close. 25.8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Emporia State trailing 58-53. Emporia State was tied at the end of the first quarter, 18-all. Trailed at halftime 39-32. Here in the second half, Emporia State has outscored Lincoln 21-19, thanks in a large part to Victoria Price, who has 9 points here in this third quarter. Faith Paramore with 8 points here in this third quarter. but they haven't been able to find a way to slow down Ashlyn Holloway, who has 21 points. Seven of those coming here in the second half. She had 13 at the half. Only other player in double figures for Lincoln is Aaliyah Bello with 13 points, and Emporia State's been outscored in the paint 28-26 and outscored 18-15 from the three-point line. Lincoln tried to get the ball inbounds. The count is on. The lob it way out front to Bello. Bello gets it in the paint to Vasilevich. Kicks it back out to Bello. She'll shoot a three. Good. 16 points for Bello, and Bello has now made four threes. She's 4 of 8 from beyond the arc. Macy Smith in the front court with a basketball. Takes it in the paint, pulls up from 8. Shot crawls off, no good. Rebound, Mary Lakes. Put back is good for Mary. That's her second made basket of the ball game. Gives her 4 points, and that brings it in to the third quarter of basketball. Our score with 10 minutes to go, Lincoln 61, Emporia State 55. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
Back at Jason Gymnasium as we go to the fourth quarter, Emporia State trailing 61-55, a six-point difference. They've trailed by as many as 11. Macy Smith with the basketball, goes baseline to Mary Lakes, and Mary Lakes was going to the baseline. She stepped out of bounds before she got to the ball, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State, not being heads up. That'll be turnover number 12 for Emporia State. Lincoln with the basketball as Jackson lobs it out front to Simmons. Simmons in the paint. They get it to Bello. She doesn't take the shot. She'll kick it out to Bradley, who drives underneath the basket, kicks it in the paint, and it ends up in the hands of Simmons. Now kicks it back out to Bello. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Nyjah Jackson for three. Airballed it. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Bello with the basketball from the free throw line. Shot no good. That's a shot clock violation on the Lincoln Blue Tigers, and Emporia State will get the basketball. Mary Lakes, Victoria Price, Faith Paramore, Treasure Job, and Macy Smith on the floor for Emporia State. Drives it to the left side, kicks it on the wing to Victoria Price. Victoria down the paint, gets the ball knocked out of her hands, and there's going to be a foul called on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They'll call this foul on A.J. Bradley. That'll be her third first-team foul here in the fourth quarter. So Emporia State gets another 20 seconds on the shot clock. Treasure to play it in. Plays it into Mary Lakes. Gives it back to Treasure. Goes down to Mary Lakes. And they're going to call a block foul on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Picking up the personal foul for the Lincoln Blue Tigers will be A.J. Bradley. She tried a substitution for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Checking in will be Kelsey Mitchell replacing A.J. Bradley, who tried to draw the charge and got knocked to the floor, but she wasn't in position. Emporia State plays it in and to Mary Lakes, and Mary kicks it back to Treasure, and Treasure traveled before she got a shot off. Emporia State trying to make it all happen way too fast. You're down by six with 9 minutes to go. You have a lot of time. You don't have to hurry. Here's Jackson pushing the ball in the front court. Gets it along the baseline. Bello gets her shot blocked by Mary Lakes. Loose ball picked up by Macy Smith up the floor. Treasure Job drives, dumps it down low to Victoria Price, who lays it up and in. They left Victoria open, and Victoria now with 15 points. And it's a four-point ball game. Lincoln with the ball into front court to Jackson. Jackson trying to drive. Loses the ball. And it comes free. We're going to get a jump ball, alternate possession. We'll keep it in the hands of the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They'll have it to play inbounds on the baseline. 8.5 minutes to go in the game. 61-57. Lincoln with the lead. They'll have the ball to play inbounds on the baseline. They'll play it way out front to Bello, who's had a huge game. 16 points for her. Now gives it off to Jackson, way out on the wing right side. Picked up by Victoria Price. Drives on Victoria. Bounce pass out to Bello. Almost lost it. Able to get it back. Now needs some help. Fades it off to Mitchell. Bounce pass to Jackson. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Jansen dribbles the ball out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. So the Hornets get the ball back. They're trailing by four. Inbounds pass goes to Macy Smith, and Lincoln now backs off on her. She brings it across the timeline. Macy takes it to the left side of the floor, keeping the dribble. Now takes it out front, top the key. Not much movement from the Emporia State Hornet offense. Macy to the rim, off the glass, shot no good, and the rebound goes to Lincoln, going for the loose basketball. Macy, or Mary Lakes, gives it off to Treasure Job, who shoots it up and in. What great hustle by Mary Lakes that time. She just wasn't going to give up that rebound. 10 points for Treasure, and the Lady Hornets are within two at 61-59. At the other end, here's a bad shot thrown up by Holloway, but the loose ball picked up by Lincoln. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebound to Treasure Job. Hornets will push it up the floor. Chance to tie, maybe take the lead. Treasure Job from the free throw line. Shot, no good. Rebound, loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. Mary Lakes comes up with it. Are they going to call a foul or what? They're going to call a foul on Mary Lakes. They say she pushed to get to that rebound. She'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Sydney Tenner. That's the fourth personal foul on Mary Lakes. I didn't see the push. Lincoln with the lead, and they're going to see if there was something more to that transaction than what the officials saw. And all I saw is Mary Lakes on the floor grabbing the rebound, and I don't think there was anything more than that, and I don't even think there was a foul on Mary Lakes. As the officials go to the video replay. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. And they're going to get the two coaches together. And nothing more than that, except for there might have, I think there should have been a foul on Lincoln. So Lincoln will have the ball, 7:19 to play in the game, 61-59, Lincoln with the lead. Hornets will apply backcourt pressure. Jackson gets the inbounds pass from Simmons, and Simmons now gets it back from Jackson into front court. This is Bello, gives it off to Simmons, way out on the wing, right side, free throw circle. They get it to Bello. Treasure knocks the ball away, and Emporia State gets the steal. Macy Smith comes up with it, gives it into the hands of Treasure Job. Treasure Job, top the key, drives to the basket, to the rim, layup, good for Treasure Job. We're tied at 61. 12 points for Treasure Job. She got the steal and got the score. Lincoln with the ball in backcourt, racing it into front court. Jackson. Free throw circle to Bello. Gets it down low. And we're going to get a foul on Faith Paramore as Ashlyn Holloway tried to go up with a shot. It'll be two free throws coming for Holloway. Picking up the foul was Faith Paramore. That's her second team foul in the fourth quarter on Emporia State. 61-61 the score. First free throw's on the way and good for Holloway. She has been the Hornet killer this afternoon. 22 points for her. She'll get a second free throw. She's now 8 of 11 from the free throw line. Second free throw is also good. 63-61 Lincoln. Treasure Job across the timeline. Has it out front. Gives it off Faith Paramore. Faith Paramore driving. Kicks it out to Macy Smith. She launches a three off the back iron. No good. Long rebound. Macy Smith comes up with it. Followed it. Was able to get it out near the free throw circle. Treasure Job goes down low. Victoria Price layup. Good. Nice feed from Treasure Job. Nice finish by Victoria Price. 17 for the junior from Grand Prairie, Texas. Tied up at 63. 6:05 to go. They work it. On the wing right side to Simmons. Top the free throw circle to Bello. Left side, Jackson. She'll shoot a three. Good. They left her open, and she made her first basket of the second half. She has eight. Lincoln back up by three, 66-63, with 5:46 to go. Faith Paramore down the lane. Foul called on the Lincoln Blue Tigers, and Faith Paramore will be at the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Picking up the foul will be Sanaya Simmons. That'll be her first team foul, number three on the Blue Tigers here in the fourth quarter. Faith Paramore, 16 points this afternoon. First free throw is good for the junior out of Haven, Kansas, transfer from Oral Roberts. She'll get a second free throw here as Katie Harina gets set to check in, and she knocks it in. Substitution for Emporia State, Katie Harina into the lineup replacing Macy Smith. Rebound, 66-65, Lincoln with the lead and the basketball. In the front court, Bello has it top the key, shovels it off to Jackson over on the wing right side, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Victoria Price as she knocked the ball away from her, and Victoria picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number three on the Lady Hornets. Lincoln will play it inbounds right in front of their own bench. Bello plays it out front to Jackson. Almost lost it into backcourt. Working out front against Treasure Job. Treasure comes out and puts a little extra pressure on her. Now swings it back left side to Bello. Free throw circle goes to Vasilevic. Then she'll throw it away. She tried to kick it over on the right wing to Mitchell, and the pass sails out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State. Lady Hornet Basketball brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Treasure Job with the basketball. Top the key, goes in the paint. Faith Paramore dumps it inside. Sydney Tenner, bad layup. Tried a reverse layup and just didn't get it even close. 66-65, Lincoln. Free throw circle, Holloway to the rim, layup, good. Holloway with 24 points, Lincoln back up by three, 68-65. Faith Paramore working left side, gets a lane line, spins. They're going to call a travel on Faith. And that'll take us to our media timeout, 4:44 to play in the ball game. Lincoln leading 68-65. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. For the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build. Because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFMX, Emporia.
68-65, Lincoln with the lead over Emporia State. Lincoln will have the ball out of the timeout. Emporia State will send out Katie Harina, Treasure Job, Faith Paramore, Mary Lakes, and Victoria Price. Lincoln counters with Ashlyn Holloway, Nia Jackson, along with Miriam Vasilevich, Kelsey Mitchell. Here's a deep left corner by Bello. It's missing. Rebound goes long, and Lincoln comes over the basketball. This is Mitchell. Gives it off to Nia Jackson with 13 seconds on the shot clock. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Kicks it right side. Mitchell goes along the baseline. Shot good from 10 feet away by Ashlyn Holloway. That gives her 26 points in the game. And she has the Blue Tigers on top by five. Treasure Job works from right to left. Picks up the dribble. Top the key. Goes to Mary Lakes. Right side. Katie Harina for a three. Airballed it. Open but didn't knock down the shot. And that has just been kind of the story this afternoon for Emporia State. They trail at 70-65, 3:45 to play. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Located inside the Flint Hills Mall, they have the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless. Oh, there's a travel. They don't call it on Bello. They give it off to Mitchell. Mitchell back to Bello, and then she'll throw it away. Try to get it to Nia Jackson, and the turnover gives it back to Emporia State, so there's still hope. 70-65, Hornets down by five. The Hornets have just been horrendous shooting the ball. 24-66 from the floor. It's 36%. They've had their chances, just haven't knocked down shots. That's kind of been their story during most of the season. Here's a feed down low to Mary Lakes. Backs in against the defense. Layup good for Mary Lakes. And she just powered her way down low. She has six. That's a three-point ball game. 70-67. Lincoln with a lead. Lincoln across the timeline with Jackson. Jackson swings it to Bello. Free throw circle. Vasilevich. She'll shoot the free throw line jumper and scores it. 8 points. And nobody jumped out and provided coverage on Vasilevich. It's back to a 72-67 five-point lead for the Blue Tigers. 2:45 to play. Victoria Price underneath the basket. Missed it. Hit the underside of the backboard, and Mitchell with a rebound. Lady Hornets have just been horrid shooting the ball today. At the other end, Jackson feeds it baseline. Holloway, shot no good, rebound, goes back to Holloway, kicks it out to Bello. She thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. Down to 2:25 to play. Gives it off to Bello, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Emporia State needs a stop. Free throw circle, Vasilevich tries to drive on Faith Paramore, spins, shoots, and shot crawls off, no good. Rebound to Faith Paramore. She'll push it up the floor, gives it off to Katie Harina. Katie has it on the wing right side, takes it in the paint. Spinning. Puts up the shot off the glass. Crawls off. No good. Rebound. Faith Paramore. Stick back. No. Rebound. Goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. And Faith gave up on the basketball that time. She could have had another offensive rebound, but she gave up on it. Down to a minute 45 to go. 72-67 to Lincoln. Emporia State had two great opportunities, but just couldn't get the shot to go. Here's Jackson. Backs it up to the half-court stripe. Free throw circle, it goes to Vasilevich, working against Treasure Job. Has the ball knocked out of her hands. Treasure with a steal. She'll push it up the floor. Treasure, top the key, pulls the trigger for three. She gets fouled on the three-point shot. She'll be at the line to shoot three free throws with a minute 21 to play. Picking up the personal foul will be Aaliyah Bello, her second, fourth team foul, and Treasure will step to the free throw line. She'll have three free throws to shoot. Hornets trailing by five. She can make it a two-point ball game here. Treasure with 12 points, 6 in the first half, 6 in the second half. First free throw is up and good for Treasure. She'll get a second and a third free throw here. Second free throw is good. A minute 21 to play. Third free throw, no good. Rebound, battled for, and a jump ball. Alternate possession to Emporia State. 72-69, three-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. A minute 20 to play. Mary Lake's back into the lineup, replacing Sydney Tenner. Emporia State to play it in, bounds on the baseline. They play it in to Mary Lake, who gives it back to Treasure. Treasure gives it out to Faith Paramore. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Faith Paramore to the basket. Layup good for Faith Paramore. That gives her 20 points in the game. 72-71, a minute 5 to play. Lincoln with a lead by 1 in the basketball. Water basketball brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. At 10:15 Industrial, Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you, as Lincoln takes a timeout. 55 seconds to play in the game, 18 seconds on the shot clock. Emporia State will have two timeouts left. Lincoln has one. 72-71, Emporia State trailing this one. They've trailed for the majority of this basketball game. They've been able to fight back here in the fourth quarter. They've outscored Lincoln 16-11. But they've missed a lot of close baskets, and they missed some great opportunities that they just weren't able to capitalize on. They've taken 71 shots. They've taken 9 more shots than Lincoln, but they both have made 26 shots. Lincoln has made 8 threes, and Emporia State 5. Emporia State has outscored Lincoln 14-16 from the free throw line. Lincoln with 18 seconds on the shot clock will play it inbounds just to the right of their basket. They play it inbounds to Sanaya Simmons. They'll spread the floor. Simmons, middle of the floor. Shot clock down to 9. Simmons trying to drive. Kicks it out to Jackson for a 3. It's no good. Rebound. Emporia State ends up with it. Victoria Price has the ball. She'll push the ball in the front court. Gets it across the timeline. Victoria Price gets a screen from Faith Paramore from the lane line. Shot no good. Rebound goes to Jackson, and she gets fouled in backcourt. It'll be free throws for Lincoln. Nope, that's only the fourth team foul on Emporia State. Excuse me. 22 seconds to play. That foul whistled against Katie Harina. That's her third, fourth team foul. Emporia State will bring Sydney Tenner back onto the floor. And Lincoln will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. Bello to play the ball inbounds. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Treasure Job. Lincoln keeps the basketball. They'll have it to play inbounds on the baseline, this time right of the basket. Bello to play the ball inbounds. Lobs it into Jackson. Jackson up the floor, and we're going to get a foul. They're going to call it on Victoria Price. It'll be 2 free throws, and they're going to be talking about it, maybe an intentional. Because Victoria fouled her from behind. And they're going to go to the video. So they're going to see if it, because she down to 19.8 seconds to go, and again, Emporia State had chances to knock down shots, and they just haven't been able to do it. And it's kind of been their story ever since the Christmas break, not being able to make shots. 72 shot attempts, they've made only 26 of them. That's 36%. They're only 5 of 22 beyond the arc for 22%. They've taken one more three than Lincoln has, but Lincoln has made 8 threes. And now the officials are going to have a discussion. And I don't think they're talking about whether they're going to go to Chick-fil-A or to one of the steakhouses. And now they're going to bring the two coaches together. And I'm not. And just a regular foul. So it'll still be free throws with 19 seconds to play. Lincoln leading by one, 72-71. Stepping to the free throw line for the Lincoln Blue Tigers will be Nia Jackson. And Nia Jackson on the season is a 73% free throw shooter. Oh, no, they did call a... They did call a flagrant foul on Victoria Price. Jackson knocks down the first free throw. Second free throw is no good. And it'll be ball out of bounds for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They lead it by two, 73-71, 19 seconds to play. Lincoln tried to get the ball inbounds. They do get it inbounds to Simmons. And we're going to get a foul with 16 seconds to go. Again, Katie Harina picks up the foul. And this time stepping to the free throw line will be Aaliyah Bello. Bello on the season, an 83% free throw shooter. She gets two free throws here. The first free throw is good. She has 17 points. That makes it a three-point ball game, 74-71 with 16 seconds to go. Second free throw is no good. Rebound to Emporia State. They call timeout. 74-71, 15 seconds to go. Emporia State will then get the ball to play inbounds in front court with that called timeout. So be a 30-second. This will be a full timeout taken by Coach Toby Wynn. Lady Hornets were tied at the end of the first quarter, 18-all. They trailed at halftime 39-32. They trailed 61-55 going to the fourth quarter. They've trailed by as many as 11 points in that third quarter at 54-43. Emporia State's biggest lead was by 4 points when they had a 4-0 lead in the bowl game. As they have struggled offensively throughout this contest. They're being out-rebounded, though, 46-43. Emporia State left with one timeout, Lincoln with one timeout. Tied at 74-71, Lincoln with a three-point lead. And the Lady Hornets do almost need a three-point basket. Victoria Price, Kylie Shear, Sydney Tenner, Treasure Job, and Faith Paramore. On the floor for Emporia State, Victoria Price to play the ball inbounds. Plays it into Treasure Job, and the pass gets knocked away by Holloway. And we're going to get a foul on Emporia State. And Ashlyn Holloway will be at the free throw line with two free throws to shoot with 10 seconds to play. Not smart basketball right now. Free throw rims out, no good. For Holloway, she'll get a second free throw here. If Emporia State gets the rebound, they'll use their final timeout. Holloway's second free throw is good. And Emporia State does use their second timeout. And the Hornets trail it by four with 10 seconds to play. So the Hornets will get the ball to play in front court. They've used their final timeout. They're down by four with 10 seconds to go. Emporia State offensively being led by Faith Paramore with 20 points. She's 7 of 14 shooting the ball. 4 of 7 from the three-point line. And she's the only one that has made, well, Audrey Beatty made a three earlier in the bowl game. But the rest of Emporia State is 0 for from the three-point line this afternoon. Treasure gets the inbounds pass. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Feeds it. Kylie Shear for three. No. Rebound. Victoria Price tries to go up with a shot. Gets tied up. Alternate possession to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. 1 second to go. Well, for the first time ever, the Lincoln Blue Tigers are going to get a season sweep of the Emporia State Lady Hornets. Final score, Lincoln 75, Emporia State 71. And on Senior Day, the Blue Tigers hand the Lady Hornets their 13th loss of the season. 75-71, our final score. Lincoln with the win. We'll be back right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Williams Automotive.
The road is calling.
Road trip.
If you and your family plan to hit the road this season, be sure to schedule your vehicle maintenance first with Williams Automotive. One call to Williams Automotive can save you a lot of worries from hundreds of miles away. Oil changes, alignment, brakes, and tires. Everything you need to keep your car cruising. Don't push your luck. Get your vehicle into Williams Automotive before your next adventure. 3105 West 6th Avenue, and let their crew keep you on the road with confidence.
Round up the crew for Buffet Done Your Way. Pizza Ranch is serving our favorite pizzas, the country's best chicken, cheesy ranch steaks, and more. It's a legendary taste of the Old West right here in Emporia. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. There's something for every member of the family at Pizza Ranch, so dine in today. It's Buffet Done Your Way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
75-71, the final score of the Lincoln Blue Tigers.